Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:53 on this Wednesday morning, bringing our friend and teammate from 101.7 The Truth, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant Dr. Ken Harris, to
Dr.
Ken.
Oh, now we're friends.
We're not friends?
You must be pro scooter.
It's interesting you say that. I'm agnostic on the scooters. To great fanfare, it was announced this week that Milwaukee finally, after several years of these pilot projects and wondering what we should do with them, they are going to go ahead and do a contract with three different of these scooter companies.
Stupid. S-T-U-P-I-D. Here's why. We got about 76 fatalities. We got reckless driving. We got people disregarding red lights. So, hey, you can't even walk across the street. Let's throw a scooter in the mix. Makes absolutely no sense.
They do get used.
Then they do get hit.
Yeah.
So let me push back on that. And again, I'm personally agnostic on it. I can't see myself getting on one of those things. And actually, kind of as a person, if you're just out, I'll tell you where they bothered me once. I was in Deer District for one of the Bucks games, right. You know, and trying to enjoy just being out and about. Right. And zoom, zing, bing, bong, bing. These things are flying all over and people
they
are walking.
So
it bugged me. But also, I don't want to be anti-progressive. I know people really like them. And I think
that has nothing to do with being progressive.
Okay.
Putting somebody on something that you know they're going to get hit by a car or a bus. You know this, especially now. You don't have the traffic piece under control, right? You know this. You know there's
speeding. Aren't the scooters largely a downtown phenomenon, though? Where
I've seen them in neighborhoods. I've seen them all over the city.
And not even just Milwaukee. They're in some of the other suburbs, too.
It's
So how do you put that genie back in the bottle, though? Like, I say progressive just because many other cities have these. People talk all the time about attracting and retaining young talent.
And apparently the scooters
going to
do it?
Well, people like them.
that's pretty weak.
Not for me.
So would your opinion
would you rather have them on the bubbler bike? Is that it?
If we didn't, yes.
Because I've got bike lanes. And you're moving slow enough that I can correct it. Scooter, you're done. Once you make a mistake on a scooter and you're in the intersection, I don't know. And if you get hit by the trolley, oh.
Who's getting hit on the scooter by the trolley?
If reckless driving and some of the incidents we've had weren't as bad as it is, would your opinion be different on the scooter?
Very much so. Very much so.
I forget. Can you clarify? Are you supposed to ride those on the sidewalk or are you supposed to ride them on the street?
I thought you were supposed to be on the street.
I think you're right. But people ride them all over.
And now I open my car door, boom, you're in traffic. Like, it's just so many things that can go wrong right now. Wait 6 months. Wait till next year. Get the traffic thing under control. Get speeding.
That's happening in 6 months or next year.
If they wanted to, we can. But we have this thing called the, this little thing that the ACLU dropped on the city, and so now they're really not proactive. So traffic is going to do what it does, and it's unfortunate. I'm just wondering how many people have to die in order for us to figure out. Maybe we need to tell the ACLU in this lawsuit to go do something and take care of the city.
Now, what lawsuit are you referring to?
That consent decree that we have under us that now we have to deal with in terms of filling out three reports for one stop.
You pull somebody over, you got to fill out all the demographics, right?
It just doesn't make any sense. And so now officers are now if I'm proactive, this could turn bad and I'm on national news. Absolutely not. So they do exactly what they're supposed to do, nothing more. And that's not a good way to police.
Well, scooters are here nonetheless, at least for the next year. City says it can make about $400,000 on the contracts with it.
We got to get you on one.
We just gave them how much for property tax, and you got a 2% tax. And like, really? You want more money?
Can't never have enough.
Maybe they're going to give it to NPS. I don't know.
6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.